Welcome to the Think Theism Podcast.
Howdy, welcome to another episode of Think Theism, the podcast from Rasher Christie at Texas A&M University. My name is Zach. I'm joined today with my co-host and trolley car operator, Andrew Robbins.
Hi there.
Today we have a special guest with us, Hussein. Hussein is currently in charge of Rasher Christie at University of Texas, and he also is a graduate of Texas A&M. So how are you, Hussein?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. So you're over there at that school in Austin that we don't like to talk about. But so what have y'all been doing to bring the word of God to those heathens?
There is so much evil there. I can't start. But the Rasher Christie chapter at the University of Texas is very slowly growing. We definitely see the need for apologetics there. There is a lot of things going on politically and socially, especially with what's going on in the culture right now. A lot of people are mixing these two together, and I see the need of apologetics, people to see that Christianity has its own reasons for why it's true, independent of politics and all of that. We are trying to build the core group still at the University of Texas. I'm one of the two directors of Rasher Christie. The other one is Scarlett, and she has been very successful in building relationship with other groups and other people that are interested in apologetics or topics related to apologetics. So one of the things that went unsuccessful is trying to host a pro-life event on campus, but we had some disagreements with the school on how to do that, so that's still an ongoing issue.
I see. So do y'all meet every week still, or is
Yes, we meet every week, once a week on Thursdays in the evening, and we discuss a topic. We try to change the format from a discussion to a lecture to a movie and so forth.
Okay, cool. And before you were at University of Texas, you were in God's Country in College Station. But before that, I hear that you have a very interesting story. So where did you come from, and how did you end up at A&M?
Yeah, so I did grow up in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, which is in the Middle East. People think that the UAE is in Dubai. It's the other way around. Dubai is in the UAE. Grew up there as Muslim. My family is Muslim. Pretty much everybody there who was born there is Muslim by definition. Lived there. I was interested in math. I loved math when I was little. I always wanted to be a professor, but later realized that I wouldn't make much money, so I changed my mind later. But I did very well, and but in middle school is when I started doubting my beliefs in Islam. I had problems believing in the Quran. I had problems believing in God and so forth. And all of this started with the problem of God's foreknowledge and free will. So that started me questioning all these beliefs that I had. And then I became an atheist. I've been an atheist for a long time. I didn't confess it to anybody. I just discuss it online. Because of I did very well in math, I got a scholarship to study nuclear engineering in the U.S. And at first, I went to Georgia, where I did English training because for the SAT and all that. It was sponsored by the government. I took a nuclear engineering program from the government. And so I studied English there. I met a couple who were interested in discussing religions. It happened by chance that I met them.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lady works at Georgia Tech, and all of a sudden she just invited everybody for Thanksgiving meal. And during the conversation with them, they mentioned that they like to discuss religions. And I said, I'm up for that. So I would like to come and talk as well.
I see. So how did that conversation start?
The religion
well,
or that?
Yeah, like what happened after?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. They would have a group of Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and atheists and Christians, and I was on the atheist side. And we had very good discussions, and they helped me also understand the gospel from my conversations with them, understand that what the gospel is all about. They gave me a copy of the Bible that I was reading, and slowly I grew my understanding of what Christianity is.
And before you came to the U.S., did you have any exposure to Christianity in any significant way?
No. All of my understanding of Christianity came from the Quran and how the Quran describes Christianity. I mean, you're familiar with how the Quran describes Christianity. It basically describes two or three doctrines and a misunderstanding of these doctrines and bash them. And so that's what I thought of Christianity pretty much.
I see. So one example of that might be the teaching on Marian dogmas, perhaps?
Yes. So the Trinity is a big one. The Quran describes that God and Jesus and Mary were a part of the Trinity. And somehow that's wrong because Mary is not part of the Trinity, pretty much. That's the argument that goes in the Quran. Or that Jesus didn't die, but somebody else died instead of him.
I see. So when you came to the U.S. then and met this missionary couple then, they walked you through all the understanding for, I guess, a more correct understanding would be
yeah, exactly. So they helped me understand what Christianity really is instead of just showing me what the Quran says or other people said about Christianity. And I also did talk to them about apologetics. I was familiar with apologetics when I came to the U.S., reading different people and what they think of apologetics, and reading a lot of atheists, and they bash apologists too. And they always challenged me with the argument from the resurrection, that if you can prove that the resurrection didn't happen, then Christianity is false. And that would opened my eyes to the reliability of the Bible, the reliability of the story of the resurrection. And through that story, I came to believe in Christ. I was convinced totally when I moved to Mecca, which is College Station.
So in those conversations you had with various religious various mm-hmm. religious people that would come in and talk with your host family, did you find yourself more on the side of your host family, or did you just kind of wing it and say, nah, I'm an atheist, all of you are wrong?
When I was an atheist, you mean?
Yes,
I would be pretty much an atheist. I will be with the atheist side. I will be bashing Christianity, bashing Hinduism, bashing Islam, bashing everybody else. And I would have my atheist group that would support me too. So. And I didn't think of Christianity back then as true or even close to the truth, so I didn't defend that view.
Okay. So then you said that they consistently challenged you, particularly on the historical basis. That was like the main impetus for your conversion.
I think so. Yes. And they were very clever because to be honest, I mean, I was very familiar with all the other arguments, the moral arguments, the Kalam, and so forth, and I wasn't convinced by them at first. And I always thought, even if they were true, you still have that step to go to Christianity. And I didn't think of the argument from the resurrection as a good one either, because of my background as Muslim, I thought the Bible is not reliable, so I don't even need to begin studying the subject. But the fact that they were stressing that that is a very important part of Christianity made me think I maybe really need to prove them wrong by studying the subject. And I was proven wrong afterward. So.
Yeah, so could you kind of walk through that step? So where did you start with your investigation into the resurrection?
I think it started with, first, when I was reading the story of resurrection in the Bible, I was very confused because it was so different than what Islam wants me to think, that Jesus died. I mean, the question first, why did he die? And then he resurrected. And why would Christian believe that a God can die and then resurrect again? What's the point? So reading the gospel itself shocked me. Because I had no understanding of the resurrection. But then when I started reading the evidence for the resurrection, I think Habermas was one of the people that influenced me reading on this subject. But at first I needed to establish that I can rely on the Bible for certain stories to be true. I didn't believe that the Bible is reliable. I believe that this is all myth. It's not true, and it was miscopied and so forth, pretty much Ehrman's argument. But I don't remember the books that I read back then. But when I realized that there are good reasons to believe that the Bible is reliable, I started changing my argument and say, maybe it's reliable, but it's not truthful. And that's where the argument from resurrection comes in. And Habermas was the most effective people when I studied the subject.
Mm-hmm. I see. So I imagine there was probably a pretty exciting day whenever you talked to your host family saying, actually, JK, I'm a Christian now. Instead of being an atheist.
Yes.
Actually, knowing you, it probably wasn't that much fanfare. It's probably much less.
So when it just happened all of a sudden. In fact, when I moved here to Texas to College Station, I was still an atheist. I read the literature that I needed to read on the resurrection. I was still an atheist. I didn't want to believe. Until one day, just sitting down, and all of a sudden, that all made sense to me, and I believed in Jesus, and then I told them. I was actually both happy and sad, because now I have to deal with my country and all the stuff that I need to deal with as a Christian, because I can't lie if I need to go back and so forth.
And how has that shaken out so far?
It went well. I mean, I got an asylum in the U.S. and then I got a green card, and I'm working on my citizenship.
Do you still talk with your family back home?
Yes, I do talk to them every now and then. They're Muslim still. They all know that I'm Christian, and they don't want to discuss anything that has to do with Islam and Christianity. Although my sister is the most open to the gospel, she would like to discuss the Bible with people. And there used to be a person in the UAE who I know and will help my sister learning the gospel.
When you first came to the U.S., you were very unfamiliar of Christianity. I think that's very true in the inverse here. Most Christians have very basic or incredibly misunderstood grasp of Islam. What do you think would probably be the biggest pitfall that, say, an eager Christian evangelist needs to avoid if they're talking with someone with an Islamic background?
This is a tricky one. The reason it is tricky is because Islam is an identity plus a religion to most Muslims. So to show that Islam is false or that Muhammad is immoral or anything of that sort, and I think that's what most apologists would do, I think that's really the wrong approach, because Muslims will immediately be on the defensive side, and then they don't want to talk to you anymore. Even if you're wrong or right, they just don't want to talk to you because you're insulting their prophet or their religion. I think the best approach in this case is to discuss Christianity and what Christianity has to offer, what are the pillars of Christianity, the doctrines, and what Jesus did, and how we got here, and so forth. And to contrast that with the Quran, without bashing what Islam believes about these things, I think that's the most effective way, because then Muslims will be interested in building a relationship with you, learning from you, and you learning from them.
I kind of know the story of Hussein from Texas A&M after and leading up until you graduated in 2015. So what's been going on since then?
Well, the reason I left A&M, I know I'm a heathen. I went to Austin for a job. Austin offers all these material things that attract believers. But I moved there for work. And since I was in Rosh Christi here, I was also interested in seeing what Rosh Christi is at the University of Texas. And so that's how I got connected there immediately.
So if someone wanted to be involved with RC at University of Texas, what channel might they go through?
We have the website, rc-utexas.org. That would be the best way. Would have all the social media links. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, Rosh Christi U Texas, or RC_U Texas, with Twitter. So,
I see. What's the Slack workspace for?
We're not hippie yet. We're going there maybe sometime in the future. But right now we have Google Groups. Just kidding.
Okay. Before we go, is there anything, any last thing that you'd like to say?
I'm very thankful for what y'all are doing for the ministry that y'all having here at University of Texas A&M. And I think this apologetic project, this Russia Christie project, is very, very important, especially at this time. When people rejecting the gospel for things that is so non-relevant to the gospel and will attach it to some scientific evidence, then the surface they would say, oh, I don't believe in God because of science or because Christianity is horrible or evil, whether socially or politically and so forth. And I think the apologetic project is basically eliminate all of that and help people see the gospel for what it is.
Hussein, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.